Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our focus today is, firstly, the risk that weak seasonality may come early, and secondly, the three keys we're watching for markets this week. So firstly, on the sell in May seasonality, markets have had a great first quarter. They're now facing some headwinds from the US inflation reset. This may be pulling forward some of the overdue market volatility we've talked about, and maybe also the upcoming weak seasonality signified by the famous sell in May and go away adage. Our analysis shows that average monthly returns across the 15 major global stock markets between May and September are only 0.1%. And that includes three down months. And this compares to the much stronger seasonality in the rest of the year, with an average monthly return of 1.2% and no down months. Not a single market of those 15 performs better in the mid-year months than outside it, and overseas markets do a little bit worse than the US. These seasonal differences are driven by, on the positive side, the fourth quarter year-ahead repositioning, and the first quarter positive company year ahead guidance. And the mid-year months don't have those two positives and are worsened by the typically lower trading volume seen in the middle of the year. So we expect lower returns and more volatility ahead, but this is a breather. And we think we still remain in the early innings of a bull market with fundamental drivers of better earnings, still coming rate cuts, and with significant cash on the sidelines to buy any inevitable dips. Our second topic is the week ahead. We're focused on earnings, the Bitcoin halving, and China. So it's the first full week of US earnings. We've 10% of the S&P reporting, including banks like Bank of America and Goldman Sachs, big healthcare names like J&J and P&G, and some of the big tech names, Netflix, TSMC, and ASML. Overall, we think growth expectations are reassuringly low for the quarter, and there's room for another easy beat. Our second focus is Saturday's four-yearly Bitcoin halving. This will slow Bitcoin supply growth for the remaining 6% of coins that still need to be mined. And this is part of the positive supply and spot ETF demand squeeze that's supporting crypto prices. And then thirdly and finally, on Tuesday, we've got Chinese first quarter GDP, which should come in about 5%. We've got the IMF and World Bank's spring meetings, which will also bring some new global macro forecasts. And Monday is tax filing deadline day in the US, which typically brings a little bit of market selling. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.